Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Dating, courting, or wooing, call it what you will, the ways in which two lovers acquaint themselves and the myriad feelings that are shared are somewhat indescribable. Yet writers and composers have always captured the subtlety of the experience. This week on Harmonia, the Traditions series continues with a look at love and courtship, as well as a debut release by the Blue Heron Renaissance Choir.
Thank you.
We heard Guillaume Dufay's Ave Maristella. It was performed by the Blue Heron Renaissance Choir in a debut release of music by Dufay. They were directed by Scott Metcalf. The love shared between two people is at best undefinable. It's a kind of abstraction that is at once as difficult to describe as it is quantifiable. Just try and come up with a good answer to the question, "How much do you love me?" You can bet that more often than not the question has been met with silence. Yet where our words might fail in expressing what we feel very easily, artists of all varieties have been able to get to the heart of it, especially in regard to the subtlety of emotion that lovers feel toward one another. This is especially true for two people who are just getting to know each other in the ritual better known as dating or courting. Let's hear two works that feature one aspect of courtship, dialogue. First, a coy shepherdess keeps asking the very same question posed earlier, "How much do you love me?" in Monteverdi's Bel Pastor, performed by La Vénitienne. Then, Le Poème à Monique will perform Moulinet's Espagnol, je te supplie, a decidedly different conversation between a love-stricken Spaniard and a French woman who is unmoved by his advances.
Tutta bella. Tu mi dirmi un po' di me. io stesso odio me stesso.
Che si muove, dimmi spesso.
Sì, cor mio.
Come anche se.
Two pairs of lovers were heard in courtship dialogue. First, we heard Claudio Monteverdi's Bel Pastor, performed by the soloists of La Veneziana, and they were followed by Le Poème Harmonique in Étienne Moulinet's Espagnol, Je te supplie. Welcome back to Harmonia. We continue with our tradition series with music for love and courtship. The Elizabethan composer Philip Rossiter captured the essence of a gentleman's feelings for his beloved in his lute songs. Warmth, joy, and expectation are all seemingly tinged with a bit of melancholy that was fashionable in his day. We'll hear tenor James Gilchrist and lutenist Matthew Wadsworth perform three songs by Rossiter from his Book of Airs, as well as a galliard for solo lute.
If she forsake me, I must die, shall I tell her so? Alas, then straight she will reply, no, 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 no. If I disclose my desperate state, she will but make sport thereat, and more unrelenting grow. If I disclose my desperate state, she will but make sport thereat, and more unrelenting grow. What heart can long such pains abide? Fie upon this love! I would adventure far and wide if it would remove, but love will still my steps pursue. I cannot his ways eschew, though still helpless hopes I prove. But love will still my steps pursue. I cannot his ways eschew, though still helpless hopes I prove. I do my love in lines commend, but alas in vain. The costly gifts that I do send, she returns again. Thus still is my despair procured, and her malice more assured. Then come death and end my pain. Thus still is my despair procured, and her man is more assured, then come death and end my pain.
Thank you.
change come again, your happy sight so much desired, since you from hence are now retired, I seek in vain, still must I mourn and pine long in pain, till you my life's delight again, vouchsafe your wish to return, till you my life's delight again, vouchsafe your wish to return. If true desire or faithful vow of endless love thy heart inflamed may kindly move with equal fire, oh, then my joy so long distraught shall rest, repose itself in thy chaste breast, exempt from all and noise, repose itself in thy chaste breast, exempt from all and noise. You had the power my wandering thoughts first to restrain, you first did hear my love speak plain, a child before, now it is grown confirmed, do you it keep, and let it safe in your bosom sleep, wherever may it not go, and let it safe in your bosom sleep. Both to disturb and please the mind, such thoughts are sweet, and such remain in hearts whose flames are true, then such will I retain till you to me return again. Such will I retain till you to me return again. When Laura smiles, her sight revives both night and day, earth and heaven views with delight her wanton play, and her speech with ever-flowing music doth repair the cruel wounds of sorrow and untinged despair, and her speech with ever-flowing music doth repair the cruel wounds of sorrow and untamed despair. See where the sprites that remain in fleeting air affect for pastime to untwine her tressed hair, and the birds think sweet aurora morning's queen doth shine from her bright sphere, when Laura shows her looks divine, and the birds think sweet aurora morning's queen doth shine from her bright sphere when Lord shows her looks divine. Diana's eyes are not adorned with greater power than Lord's when she lists a while for sport to lure. She her eyes encloseth, blindness doth appear, the chiefest grace of beauty, sweetly seated there. But when she her eyes encloseth, blindness doth appear, the chiefest grace of beauty, sweetly seated there. Love hath no fire but what he steals from her bright eyes. Time hath no power but that which in her pleasure lies. For she with her divine beauties all the world subdues and fills with heavenly spirits my humble muse. For she with her divine beauties all the world subdues and fills with heavenly spirits my humble muse.
Songs and a lute solo by Philip Rossiter. Tenor James Gilchrist and lutenist Matthew Wadsworth performed. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we look at courtship as part of our tradition series. The giving of gifts is a long-standing ritual of courtship. Presents can be, after all, a symbolic expression of one's love. Sometimes they're well-received, and sometimes not so much. Take, for example, the ill-fated and decade-long courtship of Eric XIV of Sweden to England's Virgin Queen Elizabeth I. Not only was she unimpressed with the relentless stream of gifts, but the never-ending list of ungrateful visitors pleading his case, including family and emissaries, made Eric more of a nuisance than a welcome love interest. We'll hear music from the Winchester Part Books, a collection of madrigals and chansons thought to have been a courtship gift from Eric XIV to Elizabeth I. Douce Mémoire will perform Filippo Azaiolo's Chi passa per la strada. But first, the Attignan consort play Sermisi's Tant que vivrai.
Thank you.
Music from the Winchester Part Books, a supposed courtship present from Eric XIV to Elizabeth I. First, the Attignon consort played Saint-Mécy's Tant que vivrai. That was followed by Douce Mémoire's performance of Chi passa per la strada by Filippo Azzaiolo. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music for love and courtship. Another timeless courtship tradition is dancing, a ritual meant to bring two lovers together, sometimes in physical contact. Let's listen to dance music for couples. We'll get a dance lesson in Pierre Gaudron's Si tu veux apprendre le pas danser, or If You'll Learn the Dance Steps, performed by Le Poème Harmonique. Then, La Petite Bande, under the direction of Sigiswald Kauchen, will perform two movements from Rameau's Hippolyte et Aricie, including the Air en Rondeau pour les Amours and a pair of rigodons, a typical courtship dance found in the late Baroque.
Thank you.
we heard courtship music from Rameau's opera Hippolyte et Aricie. Before that, Le Poème Harmonique performed Pierre Guédron's Si tu veux apprendre les pas à danser, or If You'll Learn the Dance Steps. Our new release of the week is the recording debut of the Blue Heron Renaissance Choir. They perform a program comprised mainly of Guillaume Dufay, surveying his motets, hymns, and chansons. We'll hear the choir under the direction of Scott Metcalf in a performance of Dufay's Apostolo Glorioso, Je me complains piteusement, and Puisque vous êtes campeur.
Thank you.
Three works by Guillaume Dufay from a self-produced debut release by the Boston-based Blue Heron Renaissance Choir, directed by Scott Metcalf. More information at blueheronchoir.org. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. Support for the Harmonia Tradition Series comes from the E. Nakamichi Foundation. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.